Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Kerry defends the Iran agreement in a series of high-profile television appearances Sunday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke about the Iran nuclear agreement signed last week. Kerry said the accord probably will not open diplomatic relations between the U.S. and Iran.
But the simple reality is that if you're going to push back against Iran, it is better to push back against an Iran that doesn't have a nuclear weapon rather than one that does.
The agreement followed several rounds of negotiations between Iran and six other nations to limit Iran's nuclear program to civilian use. British Prime Minister David Cameron says his country needs to take a greater role in fighting the Islamic State group in Syria. Appearing Sunday on the NBC News program Meet the Press, Mr. Cameron said ISIL will have to be defeated and destroyed. The gunman in the recent shootings in Chattanooga, Tennessee, sent a text message just hours before the attack in which he declared war. The message to a friend hints at Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz's motive for Thursday's killing of five American servicemen at a military support center. The text included a link to an Islamic verse that says, quoting now, "Whosoever shows enmity to a friend of mine, then I have declared war against him." Investigators have asked foreign intelligence services to help trace movements and activities abroad by Abdulaziz, including a trip he took to Jordan in 2014. Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari begins a four-day visit to Washington on Sunday. The threat posed by Islamist extremist group Boko Haram is expected to top the agenda when U.S. President Barack Obama holds talks with the Nigerian leader at the White House on Monday. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has again rejected proposals to write off part of Greece's debt, but she says her government will show flexibility in new talks with Greece. Speaking Sunday on German television, the chancellor also ruled out forcing Greece to leave the 19-nation eurozone. She told German lawmakers Friday that a temporary Greek exit would lead to predictable chaos. Ukraine's military and pro-Russian rebels are accusing each other of shelling residential districts in and near the rebel-held city of Donetsk. Police on Sunday reported at least four civilians killed in the past 24 hours. Ukrainian military officials say they observed rebels firing missiles toward the central city and then redirecting fire toward Ukrainian troops dug in nearby. A spokesman said the army had intercepted rebel communications, suggesting separatists were planning to shell the city. A senior rebel official told Reuters he had no explanation for the shelling. The commander of the U.S. Pacific Fleet has joined a surveillance mission over the South China Sea as part of a visit to the Philippines. The Navy released photos Sunday of Admiral Scott Swift on a seven-hour surveillance mission that took place on Saturday. It's not known what areas of the sea were covered by the mission. At least 43 people were killed and 100 wounded near the Yemeni city of Aden on Sunday. Officials say the town was shelled by Houthi rebels. The militia has been fighting for control of Aden in recent months. Burundi's foreign minister says the decision of three opposition candidates to withdraw from the July 21st election is unlikely to affect the credibility of the presidential vote. But in a statement, three candidates said the current political and security environment is not conducive to administer transparent, fair, and inclusive elections. And analysts say the withdrawal of the opposition presidential candidates could render the election illegitimate. U.S. presidential hopeful Donald Trump refused Sunday to back off an attack on the war record of Senator John McCain. McCain was tortured during his 5 years as prisoner of war in Hanoi during the Vietnam War. Trump has drawn wide rebukes from his Republican opponents, as well as Democrats John Kerry and Hillary Clinton. At an Iowa campaign forum Saturday, Trump said McCain is a war hero because he was captured. "I like people who weren't captured," Trump said. Former U.S. President George H.W. Bush has been released from a hospital in the northeastern U.S. state of Maine. His release comes just 4 days after he fell and broke a bone in his neck. The 91-year-old Mr. Bush is the oldest living former U.S. president. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.